Right, why don't you introduce the show? Adam, you introduce, you're new.
This is Ramblings.
start again.
What is it?
Random Ramblings.
This is Random Ramblings episode 2.
Duh.
Commenting on the election. I'm Craig.
Good morning, Craig. Afternoon.
Don't, yes. It's...
Give it back. Stop taking a cage, Sadiq. Grow up.
I'm right, Sadiq, yes. He's Sadiq.
I'm Farid.
Yeah, I'm Adam.
The newbie.
The noob.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Today is on the election.
Yes.
Yes.
We're all getting political.
Wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
We're going to fascists.
Yeah.
I didn't say that aloud, did I? yeah, go on, Sidney. You're political.
Okay. What?
Which is me?
Okay. Oh. Apparently, that only 65% of people are actually voting in this country.
I heard I think 65. In Scotland it was like 30 or something like that.
It's higher.
Registered to vote. It's just they don't turn up.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's
true. They're lazy. They just don't want to turn up.
And a lot of people complain about that as well. Especially over here.
It's not that.
West Midlands as well.
In this neck of the woods,
It's not that. I think it's the whole system that the politics is, you know, the voting system is. Like,
really?
That's the seats. You know, if you vote, but you're only voting in that certain area, but it's not proportionate to your area.
Right.
So let's say your area's got like
I don't think
seats.
It's down to that. I think it's just down to people being lazy.
Yeah. No, because I've seen this on the BBC or somewhere. It said there that most people would vote again, I mean, just vote, if there was more parties.
How many people did they ask?
Different candidates.
I don't have a clue, about 1,000 or something, I think.
Yeah.
1,000-ish.
Probably ask a bit
but
more.
But nevertheless, yeah, you'd want to ask loads more
than
that.
Yeah, well, about...
You don't want to ask every voter about that, you know?
Yeah, but...
Everybody's opinion is different.
Yeah, but those people said that they would vote if...
Yeah, Farid, everyone's opinion
if there was,
is different.
What's that implying, Adam?
That you don't like any of my opinions.
I don't like your opinions when you say Amy MacDonald is good. No, I don't agree with
everyone
that at all.
Everyone has different opinions.
Yes, but there are some people who are just right.
And some people are just stupid.
Yes,
anyway.
Amy MacDonald fan.
Yeah, anyway...
Well, right. Who thinks this country needs change?
Yeah,
is no one going to answer that? No?
I do.
Do you know who are the people to give it to us? The BNP. Yes. But in the wrong way.
No one very wrong.
Anyone
it
who just
change.
Boos
fascists.
Go on, Fire, you know some of their men, their change.
Right, I think we should... Okay, this is something that we feel very strongly about. You know, especially, yeah. As opposed to quite a few people that we know. But no, this is something that we feel quite strongly about. It's Hitler again, isn't it? You know, this is just fascism again. This is just Nazism again. I've been looking at some of their policies as well. I think I told you about most of them.
You told me?
Yeah.
I'm sure
I told you too as well.
Yeah.
The policy of mothers as well. I think we need to, single mothers. They're basically... Yeah, I told you about that, didn't I? It's basically going to be out of sight, out of mind sort of motion. If there's a single mother, then they'll basically put the mother and child in the hostel, something like that. And if the mother refuses, then the mother will take away the child and keep the mother in the hostel. That's what they're going to do.
Even if they're really old?
I don't know. I think it's mostly teenage mothers.
Yeah, because
they won't be supported very much.
We have got a lot of teenage pregnancies, especially our
generation. Yeah. Today, yeah.
Yes.
It's quite a lot. We're the worst in Europe for it.
Yeah.
But,
people getting round. Horny teachers. Teenagers. Murderous teachers.
What? Oh, yes, the guy that bludgeoned the kid's head. Yeah.
Yep.
Kid probably deserved it anyway.
yeah.
Don't quote me on that. What else is it?
Well, you know the policies.
The housing. Have you heard the policy on housing?
Did you mention something about caravans?
Yeah, in Dagenham we're going to get like a caravan site and put caravans on it. But even the homeless aren't going to be able to...
benefit.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to benefit from it. They're going to put British people first for it as well. Which is, again, stupid. One thing that really, really annoys me is the translation one. It's the one, the language, it's one. They say that people aren't going to get any support for languages to learn our language as well. Not that that's just bad for... Ooh. Dad, what happened there?
I don't know.
What are we... I just smashed the computer. Okay.
Came down.
I put the cane down.
Yeah, go on, you were saying?
Where was I? Yeah, that's not just bad for migrants, but I didn't even know this until someone told me about it. The worst people that are going to be affected are the blind. Because they won't be able to be supported for their lessons in Braille.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not think of that?
No.
I didn't think of that either, no. So,
well, haven't they specified that it's only
non-blind?
No,
it's just
said
they just gonna stop. Yeah.
What about deaths and
inheritance tax and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that what you're on about?
No, I think it means the deaf.
The deaf.
Oh, the deaf. Oh, right. Oh,
sign language. Yeah.
Yeah, sign language as well. Yeah, yeah, that's another one.
Would that be affected?
Probably, yeah. Oh. So they're not just affected migrants, but they're also affected disabled.
Ah.
Oh, bad.
This was all off. A woman who was against the BNP in her local Dagenham. She posted up all the policies that I'm going to put in place there. Because I think Dagenham was one of the places, I'm not sure about this, but I think it's one of the places where they fall back on. Which was a bit like what Labour did over here. Small town, this is where Labour used to flourish quite a lot.
One of their strongholds.
Yeah, something like 30 years or something like that. Labour won. 30 consecutive years.
Now it's the Tories,
now it's the Tories, The Tories have taken over here.
Also, that policy where they're going to pay them like 50 grand to get out.
Yes, was it?
Which you were telling us about.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to offer 50 grand for people to bugger off, basically. Some of the people that I saw talking on one of the anti-BNP websites, a lot of people who are British saying that they take the 50 grand and bugger off. Fair enough.
So, in other words, these immigrants who are actually sort of making our economy more better, they're going to pay them to put us in even more debt to get rid of the people who are making it better.
Again, I didn't see it like that. Very good, yeah. Right, that's a good point. The thing is that if one of them, if the UKIP or if the BNP come into power, well, I don't know if UKIP are going to kick all migrants out. I know they're going to stop immigration, but yeah, if they do come into power and kick everyone out, then that will mean, they're going to be asking them for them back.
Quite a lot of the immigrants do positive things for Britain.
They do a lot of crap jobs as well.
Which people cannot be bothered to get up.
Exactly.
And do.
Yeah.
They have really bad pay and everything.
Precisely.
Yeah, but they still do it.
So, just cleaning up in a restaurant, just cleaning up all that crap.
Just spinning and working in chippies and everything.
Yeah, just doing really bad jobs.
Good, I think.
Really?
Would it?
Not in the summer, definitely not in the summer.
Oh, no,
it's too hot.
Smell.
But anyway, no, I think it would be too hot.
I think it smells though.
Vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like vinegar.
My hand looks all right. Back
on topic.
What's
he
doing? That's a
fire. Examining your hand.
This is quite weird. The veins are moving and everything.
Same.
I can't really see it, man.
It's your tendon thing.
Damn, I just lost the game.
Right, so.
Damn!
I think Adam wants to bring this back.
Oh, yes.
You were
no,
you?
No, I wasn't.
I was just
about to say, are we going off topic again, or...
Yes, we just have.
Yes, we were. I just lost the game, Bad, because of you.
Shut
what
up
game?
About the game.
The
it's
game.
The game. If you think about the game, you lose
the
game.
Game.
Sorry?
As you know... Do you want... Actually, no, I don't want to explain the rules.
What rules?
For the game.
For the game.
What's the game?
If you think about the game,
I need to show you the rules.
What is the game?
Okay, first of all, rule number one. How many rules are there?
I don't know.
Okay,
Fight Club?
I think.
First rule of Fight Club. You don't have to talk about Fight Club.
First rule, if you think about the game, you lost the game.
You're thinking about the game now.
Exactly, so I'm losing. Second thing, if you lost the game, you need to announce that you have lost the game, right?
You just said you lost the game.
Exactly, so
you've lost the game.
I'm obeying number two. Third, if anyone asks what the game is, you need to, you know, explain what the rules is. That's it.
In the face.
So yeah, those are three rules of the game.
Basically,
very hard.
It's not a very difficult game to cheat at.
We've all fought the game.
Damn, so we have lost!
Okay, I've lost the game.
We've all lost the game.
We all lost the game.
You, Adam.
You were losing the game.
But yeah, yeah, back on topic now.
Yeah, back on topic. Now. Politics, so, not the game.
So all of you, listeners, are on the game!
Stop pointing at the computer!
All of you are now playing the game. Did you know?
And you
you are now playing the game. No end.
Okay, shut up. Back on topic.
The game...
Anyway, what about
politics?
What was I going to say?
Build on that.
Come on,
yes, I know. Something just, I was about to say, something just slipped my mind.
It fired. Did you watch the debate yesterday then?
Right, you think about that, we're going to see.
Ooh, I like
that was
it.
Probably his best friend.
The Nick Clegg and Gordon Brown being really harsh on Cameron and the debate.
Yes, the debate. Oh, that's what
really,
I'm
really harsh.
I heard about that. Yeah, they were nitpicking work.
Yeah,
stuff. But
especially on this thing with Cameron and getting rid of the pensions for people who have a house that is.
Yeah,
less than
I think we
six.
Need to talk about that as well. The Tory cuts.
Yeah, they're gonna people who have a house that's worth less than $600,000. Can't get pension.
The state pension.
Right.
Yeah.
We're gonna. If the Tories do win, they will be affected by some of the cuts as well.
Yeah.
Over here, locally, they're gonna get rid of the fire services in this area, and they're gonna merge it with another one in another area, not too far away. So
right,
it'll be
just to save money, really.
Yeah.
Same as like.
I think it's one of those efficiency savings.
So, yeah.
Almost every party want to take us out of the EU, don't they?
Mm.
Really? Because it will save a shitload of money.
Yeah, because...
What? I thought it gained us money.
Because actually, to be part of the EU, it costs like...
More than 50 grand, like 500 grand a year
or
something.
Doesn't
that make us more
like... every week or something like that.
Doesn't that make us more vulnerable to other countries?
Yeah.
Because we're not like... brought together by the EU then.
Yeah, essentially it would. Yeah.
So it actually makes us...
advantage of being in the EU, we have a load of trading partners.
True.
Out of it, we just save
that's
a
really
bit of money.
Yeah. No, you
we'll
save
a lot
of
money,
yeah.
But then
we'll get nuked.
I was talking yesterday to a guy. We all know who he is. Can't say who he is. No. I was talking to him yesterday.
Shut up. Let the man talk.
Blonde guy. Blondie.
Yeah,
you know who he is. Yeah. and he was going on about how it'd be sad to lose the pound and all this lot. Sad to lose the pound and how he wants to keep
the
pound.
Yeah, it's not, you know, now, as it is now, I think it's financially intelligent to, you know, keep the pound for now.
For a bit,
yeah, because the pound is weak against the euro.
Eventually, it's pretty much level now.
Well, you mean it's level?
The euro's just gone down.
It's just gone down?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the Greece thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's because of Greece.
Oil?
Oh, no, the Greece. Because they're still in financial deficit.
I don't know whether this has got anything to do with the politics or anything.
Yes, it has.
Gone up, but the oil rig collapse and...
Yes.
And Obama putting all that work in to get in it.
Oh, what did he say? He said something about...
Using all the available resources
that
the US
has.
He was
talking about BP and
No, it was Shell, wasn't it?
No, he was talking about BP. He said that they would blame for it. I remember seeing it yesterday.
Yeah, you know, they thought like an estimated 1,000 barrels a day were being leaked.
No, it was 500, actually.
Oh, anyway, it's gone up to 5,000.
5,000?
It's the actual coverage of it is as big as Jamaica.
Really? Yeah.
How far it spreads.
Basically, it's just going to affect all the marine life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because over there, there's like wherever it's near.
Whereabouts is it?
It's Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, somewhere
out
south.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's a lot of protected animals there.
Yeah.
Sea turtles.
So they're going to have to like move them and whatnot.
That's going to be a big job.
Yes.
Well, oil's like really are big jobs anyway.
But what they're doing at the minute is like burning the top off. Of the oil, to like prevent it, but that's only like a temporary solution.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna take a lot of willpower to do that. Manpower.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Obama said. It's like he's gonna use every single resource
got, like,
that
Navy
he has.
Involved.
Yeah, I think he's got. Yeah, he has the Coast Guard and Navy.
He's got like everyone involved, literally.
Well, it is a major disaster. It's one.
It's
the
worst
outside
since
50 years or something. So.
No one cares. They're too used.
What, are they at the door?
No.
Or they're just walking past them?
No, they're just standing.
They're within Sadiq's age range.
They
look about 12.
Anyway, where were we before? We were talking about Clegg and Brown.
Yeah,
yes.
Taking the money.
I actually think, but Cameron and Brown have just been nitpicking at each other, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've been the real child.
Gordon Brown. If you've
Gordon
watched any
Brown.
Of... Whiskey accent.
Texture like sun.
Same difference. Just a change. Anyway, Gordon Brown. If you've ever watched any of the other TV debates, it looks like he's basically agreeing with everything that Nick Clegg says.
Yeah.
It's just been yes, I agree with Nick Clegg on that point.
But he's been. It's just the way he's been pushed out of the limelight, isn't it?
Mm.
Trying to get support now because Clegg's on the rise.
Yeah.
Did you see that Private Eye cover that I sent you? There was Gordon Brown and someone else, can't remember who her name is. I think Jackie Smith.
I think it'll be a Thai thing.
No, there wasn't. There was a bit in Private Eye in the front cover. Mm. They were talking to Brown and someone else. They were talking to a couple of women in hijabs. And then the woman in the hijab just turned to Brown and said, "So how does it feel to be a minority?"
You know, about this BMT thing, I've seen the advert.
The Marmite.
The Marmite.
Yeah. Is that a picture of Gordon Brown on your wall?
Yeah, that's a drawing of it, which I thought I quite liked.
Ah, that's quite cool.
It's a picture of Gordon Brown sitting on the street, holding a sign saying, "Wife and two kids to feed."
About the Marmite thing.
The Marmite.
The hate party.
Yeah.
Explain what it is.
Yeah, we should. BNP, being the idiots that they are, without permission, used the Marmite symbol
on their political broadcast.
Yeah.
That was by the BBC.
Stupid. Yeah. And can I say something as well? Mm. They got this Sikh guy to talk about how good the BNP are. Now I'm not being. I know, because they've allowed Asians and minorities to become part of their party. I don't know why.
But over the time, the minorities become...
Kick them out.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just going to say, like, no offence or anything, but if the BNP gets power, he's probably going to be one of the first to get on the boat home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's
like
a
tiebreaker.
If he
gets into power, there'll be like a load of riots everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Like, definitely in London.
There obviously
London,
will be a riot.
Nothing left.
Tired of going on the streets of London.
Tony Blair's meant to becoming an MP again.
Oh,
or something.
Really?
But yeah, it was on the news this morning.
Didn't he run
for
the European part?
Yeah, he ran for Europe.
No, because he was like
President
Middle East.
Of the European or
was he? No, because he was a Middle Eastern envoy, wasn't he, just after he left Parliament? Became a Middle Eastern envoy. Didn't do much.
Talk about the Marmite.
We're back to the Marmite. All right, fine. So Griffin, being a dick that he is, without permission, used a Marmite ad, and just said how stupid their policies were, and how much he quote unquote loves Britain. Yeah. And then in the end they had Marmite loves Britain. Something else, what to say?
Well, if he's gonna change,
love Marmite, love Britain,
if he's gonna
stupid.
Change that much about Britain, he can't love it that much, can he?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people. I mean, I believe, you know, I agree with so many people when they say, like, you know, the BNP and people who vote for BNP, they're not British. Mm. They're against everything that the British
just,
fought
like,
for.
Arguing that he is very patriotic.
Do you know what he said once?
What?
I don't know if it was him or one of his one of the members of the party, one of the MPs. They actually said, "Mein Kampf is my Bible."
Mein Kampf is my Bible.
You know what Mein Kampf
is,
don't you?
It was written by Hitler when he was
in
jail.
Yeah, my story. And it's about how much he hated the Jews. Yeah, no, I think it was Griffin. Yeah, he said, "Mein Kampf is my Bible." His father gave it to him when he was young. And then he said, like, oh, I didn't realise how bad the Jews actually were. What the hell?
How are they bad?
I know, exactly. Yeah, like, you've just read from one guy.
This is coming from the guy that killed millions of them.
Exactly. You know, so how are you able to decipher that all Jews are bad? That, oh, sorry.
Hit hand again.
Right.
But yeah, how are you able to come to the conclusion that all Jews, all minorities are bad?
It was like, you know, during the slave era. If you read a book from then, it was saying how bad all these coloured people were.
I also found a little video of about how people in other countries of the Empire helped out World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Griffin would say that, though. Yeah. There's actually a bit where, what's that guy named Bernard Manning? That comedian, the racist guy, the fat one.
So, if he's saying he's all patriotic, then, and he's like going with all this stuff that Hitler did, we fought Hitler.
Exactly, and there's a bit where, like, Bernard Manning says on that video that, that it was just his brother and those British people fighting in Africa. And then the guy that plays Victor Meldrew in One Foot in the Grave, I can't remember his name, he's a really good actor. And he was saying, well, what about all the blacks in Africa? What about them? They're all part of the Empire. Where were they? And he was just like, no, it's my brother, it was just my brother. It's like, well, where were they then? You know, they helped, they fought, they lost their lives. And then there was another guy who was a Hindu from India, and he was saying, like, you know, I fought for this country, I almost died, and, you know, you get people calling me a Paki and stuff like that. It's stupid.
It's kind of like what they did to the Gurkhas. They didn't let them live in this country,
or
even
pensions
after,
or anything.
Even after they fought for our empire.
Yeah, and good old Joanna Woodley helped out, which was good.
What I was going to say earlier on was, I think you can be a bit too patriotic.
Yeah.
You treading onto nationalism here.
No,
because are you talking about like England for the English and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, nationalism, pretty much. Yeah, I don't agree with nationalism at all. I think, yeah, you can love your country, but if you look at, if you bother to look at your history and stuff like that, you'll realise how much help other people are.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people fail
to the industrial era.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been loads of other countries that has actually shaped us now. Like, French invading and everything like that has changed. If the French hadn't invaded, we wouldn't be what we were now.
Yeah.
Would we?
Yeah. You're right. Stuck.
Out of ideas.
It's a mental block.
Give us a couple of minutes, please.
I don't know what's going on.
But go, Sidney, you go and you start a topic.
What?
Oh, God.
Wait, let me think. This will take 1 minute. Yes! Defense system. Let's go.
Oh, not again.
I'm going to start. The Trident system.
Shut up. Basically, we're on the way here. Myself, Adam, and Craig were arguing with Cindy about Nick Clegg's policy to get rid of Trident. Cindy believes that we should have Trident and that it would do us a lot of good.
It's more like a defense, not an offensive, you know. If something hits us,
it stops
things hitting. It's like a shield.
Russia's going to start war with us and a bit of missiles are going to stop us getting blown up, aren't they?
Yeah. Missiles can blow up missiles.
I know, you might want to get up.
They're going to blow up a nuke in the air so all the radiation can spread down at us.
We'll still get damaged.
Yeah.
It's more like a...
It'll still be
slowly.
Yeah.
Just not fast. Might be obliterated or die.
You'll have to evacuate.
They will come up with some way to get rid of the defence system anyway.
I think if you take down the defence system, it will save you money.
We've also got the automated one as well. I don't know if you've still got it.
Is that Skynet?
Skynet.
Skynet, no!
Yeah.
If you get rid of the defence system, doesn't it save you money?
Yeah,
but loads of things will try and hit you then.
Well, it depends. Well,
it
got,
doesn't matter.
No, but the problem with that is that who are you going to sell it to? That's the problem.
The US, obviously.
They could probably end up using it against us.
Exactly.
If we sell it to, like.
Yeah.
We'll say we sell it
Korea.
We sold it to Korea.
Which one? South or North?
Kim Jong-un.
North then.
Gordon Brown, the brain storm.
And he nukes us. Yeah. So we retaliate by nuking
us.
Them.
Who's us?
Britain. England.
Yes, say that.
So they nuke Britain, so then we try to nuke them, mm-hmm. but they have our defence system and use it against us.
Exactly.
They just waited for him to, like, to settle down a minute now, aren't they? You know, you have your pills.
Go on, Junior.
Yeah, that'd be a Gordon Brown brain brain idea, wouldn't it? Let's sell our defence system to Korea.
See,
get some
happens.
Money for it.
Yeah, I bet they'll end up selling it to like the wrong person on the side of Iraq or something.
Yeah. Where, what have we got?
Iraq
to do with
it. Doesn't have a navy.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, it would do some good for Iraq because they could probably threaten America with them.
Like,
actually, America would have got in there for the right reason, wouldn't they? You know, we ran all along. See, I told you.
There is a WMD in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a self-defense system, you moron.
Yeah.
No much of a WMD.
That's stupid, the Iraq War. I don't know, the BNP are actually considering
pulling them all out,
yeah.
That'd be the only good thing I've heard about them.
Yeah, but people argue about that because they say that all the people who have died over in there have died for nothing.
That's not
me saying that, that's other people.
Yeah, but it's better than even more people dying.
Yeah, I understand
that's true, yeah.
But, like, it's the army, they're like, the job's not finished. This guy's died for nothing. For like an inch of land.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we give it back.
They were never
war.
I mean, the obvious thing was never to send them in there in the first place.
Yeah.
There's no point.
I blame that on Tony Blair.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
And it was his fault for licking Bush's ass that we went in.
Yeah.
Bush's fault for licking his dad's ass.
Yeah.
Seeing as he went, his dad tried to do the same. Didn't he? His dad tried to do exactly the same.
Yeah.
And couldn't.
Yeah. Actually, do you know what? On talking about Iraq and Afghanistan, we've got to refer this to the Gulf War, obviously.
Yeah.
Afghanistan against, you know, the USSR. The fact that America would use their army to help Afghanistan and train the Taliban to beat the USSR. What the hell? And now you're going to go in there and kill them all?
Yeah.
You know?
All that money spent training.
I mean, a lot of people consider Charlie Wilson, who sent in the troops, to be a hero in Afghanistan. Oh, ice cream man.
Ooh.
Yeah. But yeah. So, and you're just killing them all. And then one thing that I hate people in this country, especially saying that, you know, all our troops are there, you know, they're defending our country. Defending it from what?
Well, we're not being attacked.
Exactly, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, where's it, you know, who's invading us? No one. Right.
We went in there for the oil, basically.
America went
there
in there.
We go.
America
oil,
did. Because Bush
Blair
is a bum licker.
No,
why did I say Bush?
Blair's the bum licker, so Blair followed.
Yeah. So that's basically. And yeah, so there's no threat. There's no threat whatsoever. You know, you've killed everybody. What the hell? You're going to carry on killing them? Well, they probably are, aren't they? No.
Especially the Americans.
Yeah, they've killed off some of our troops, ain't they?
Right, do you want to talk about that? Just before we did this, I showed Craig, Sudi, and Adam a video. I'm not going to say what website it is, just in case. I don't know if they want to be mentioned. But basically, it showed how two reporters from Reuters, the news network, two reporters in Afghanistan were shot by the American army for stupid reasons.
Yeah.
They weren't doing anything.
A camera on your shoulder looks like an RPG.
Yeah, there was one person with an AK-47.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, one person. He's
one person, but he was well far back.
He's probably a bodyguard.
They said there were like eight of them.
There were eight of them, but
they were like carrying.
There weren't eight of them carrying guns. So one person with a gun, but he was yards and yards behind.
And then when they were collecting the bodies up in this, people who had been injured, they went and blew the van up.
I didn't show you one bit as well. There was also a bit where after they shot the reporters and the people in the area, one of the vehicles that went in ran over a dead body as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't show you that bit. But that happened. It's quite a distressing video, but that.
There were two kids in the van, weren't there? that they shot.
Yeah, the entire video was taken from the gunsight and the Apache helicopter. And yeah, two kids that were, you could pretty much see them. If you look carefully, you could see them.
Yeah.
And then they just shot them all.
Right, if we could see them, why couldn't they?
Exactly, the one thing that really annoys me about this, right, those guys that came out of that van were going to help that guy take him to a hospital.
Yeah.
And they said that they were a threat. Now, where the hell is the threat in that? They've not got any weapons whatsoever. They've just got a van. They just want to take that guy away from you guys so they can fix him up. And you shoot them all. And you injure the kids, you take them to crappy hospitals.
Probably the kids ended up dying, didn't they?
Did they?
I don't know.
No, well, this is a couple.
They probably ended
I don't know what happened. I want to say they probably ended up dying. We don't want to come to that conclusion. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that they're now going to have a really, really crap health service because they're going to be taken to an Iraqi hospital. The amount of people that are injured there already.
Them kids have got to be traumatised for life.
Oh, gosh. Oh, imagine that. Having to watch those people, your loved ones,
dying, trying to help someone.
Exactly.
But I mean, when you think about it, even if it was a terrorist van thing and they'd gone to collect the bodies.
How are they going to take out an Apache helicopter with an AK-47? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm going to say that they were just walking around, wouldn't they have shot them already? They wouldn't just be walking around casually with an AK-47 on their back, would they?
That's true, yeah.
I've been really far away.
Oh, I've got an AK-47, and I'm just going to walk around with it.
Well, yeah, but apparently
they do
that,
don't they?
Yeah.
Apparently the patch is already silent, though. You can't hear them for kilometres. Yeah. And it looked like in the video that they were a few miles away.
It was right above them, wasn't it?
No, it was just they had zoom in stuff.
Mm. What zoom really can. Sick is me? Do you want to? You know, if you want to know how stupid the Americans are, that was a phone call. I'll get back to you. If you want to know how stupid the Americans are, then you watch that video and you see the bit when the guy says that he's got an RPG in his hand, but it's really a camera.
And you can clearly see that it's a camera.
It's a camera, and they're still shooting. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to have to get back to the phone call. You guys carry on talking.
Yeah. Well, how's Norfolk?
Ages.
I think it's wrap on that, because I need to go home soon.
I'll get over it.
It's been going on for about half an hour. But I think you should talk more about the election.
Election.
Yeah, I like what
it's on the 6th of May, if you didn't know.
Yeah. I like what we've done with the television debates, basically following what America did, which was very successful.
Mm. Yeah, but the thing, Milne was worth speaking, and he was silent. It's more like a...
Yeah, but the thing is...
asset thing instead of a spontaneous thing.
There were some questions in it, but after
there were set questions though, that the producers and then picked.
Oh well, there's still questions. Anyway, you had afterwards.
Yeah.
There was like a massive room where all of the media was sitting. Yeah. Well, we've hit another block.
What about Obama calling Gordon Brown and Cameron, they saying they acted like his kids, like with all this taking the mick out of each other and
childish behaviour. Yeah,
childish behaviour.
Immature behaviour. And they're meant to be adults. And we want these to run our country. What the hell?
Nothing could make the BNP look good.
Great.
I mean,
I think we could run our country better than...
Yes, us four, with the help of our listeners, could run this country.
Farad's going to kill you when he comes back in.
No, he's not, because he's not going to know of this. Okay. And if any of you lot tell him... Yeah. Shanked up.
Shanked up.
Chavs. Shall we talk a minute about chavs?
Chavs.
Unless you've got anything to say on the election.
They're practically the only people who support the BNP.
Yes, that's true. The thugs and the bloggers and the...
People who can't get a job, so they take out on immigrants.
Well, not all people that can't get a job, because most of my mates can't get jobs.
No, I mean like these people who are on benefits and everything.
Yeah, he's on benefit.
Is he?
Yeah.
child benefits and everything.
Oh, not child benefits, no.
Doesn't God charge you, idiot?
Or does he? I need to ask him about that. We'll see him tomorrow, anyway.
It's like, hey, you got a kid.
We'll
like,
see him tomorrow.
Yeah. What, are you going to say, hey, you got a kid? It's like, no.
Hey, Aiden, you got a kid.
what was I going to say?
Mental block.
Yeah, we've got a mental block.
Again.
Before I stop walking out.
Let's talk about the Eurofall.
Hmm.
How the hell do I actually have a clue?
Is the pound stronger than the dollar at the minute?
No idea.
Actually, no.
It was like worth twice the amount.
Yeah, that was before the recession, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. But America's been hit worse than us, ain't it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, we got out earlier than us, though.
Did it?
Yeah. It got out like a few months earlier than us. To be honest, the whole world did. Europe.
Other than Greece.
Okay. Most of Europe got out before England. We only just got out of it.
Crappy government. Yeah. Anyone that could come to power is crappy.
Actually, what was that? Where were the politicians were like gaining money off?
Expensive.
Yeah, the expensive scandal.
Scandal?
Yeah. Scandal. During the recession, was it? Or just before?
It was just before. It was like that one who got all this money just so he could clean his lake moat around his castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the pornography.
Oh,
that woman.
Jackie, whatever.
Hey. Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah.
We're talking about the expenses.
Oh,
expenses.
Right. The expenses.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Oh, yes. The
instantly,
yes,
instantly after, all these leaders of the parties start saying how it was a disgrace and
they were
everything. And they were doing it worse than anyone else.
Yeah. Have you heard about what the Lib Dems say they want to do with MPs?
What?
They're basically going to give the public power over them.
Oh!
So if you don't agree with your MP, then you could actually fire them yourself.
Oh, that would be that could be good and bad.
You're fired.
Could abuse the power, couldn't they?
They could get greedy
of power.
There's a lot of people who'd make a real mess of.
Just
kick out everyone.
Yeah.
Imagine a fascist getting hold of it.
Yeah, then there's like people giving more money to the poor. Rich don't like it, they kick out the. Then the poor would want rid of them, they'd kick them out.
Yeah,
it would just be a vicious cycle.
Yeah, and then, there's people in the middle who are just losing more and more money.
Yeah.
I think it would be good, but at least be assessed. Mm. You know what I mean? You can't, and I'm sure it would be. You can't just say, I don't want
to. What about the conservative thing about being able to make private schools, anyone being able to make a private school?
And being able to go into grammar school?
Didn't
they say that anyone can go into grammar school?
No, they said that they were going to actually let parents make their own private school.
That'd
be a problem because all the rich people would make really expensive. They'd just split society.
It'd be very sort of like, they'd be very selective as well.
Yeah,
because
there'd be like different cultures making schools. And just having that culture.
Completely split. It's bad enough now as it is as well. It's gotten better.
Yeah, slowly but shortly it will get better.
I mean, like, my dad tried to
get BNP come in.
Unless BNP come in. Yeah, they don't want to mix.
They
don't want to mix coloured kids as well. They don't want to do that.
Stupid.
I know, exactly.
You use a load of friends. So has a phone call again.
We're so tired now.
Well, this up. No, we can't.
Why not?
I think it's a good idea.
What?
I think it's a good idea because it's been a while and
in a bit.
Falling asleep on the spot.
Yeah, I have to get home off. Well, to be honest, politics is quite boring. Is anyone going to agree with
me? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. I'm sure Farage would. Actually,
no. No,
he
wouldn't.
Viewers, don't tell him about that.
Don't tell him anything we say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Trident system is quite useful.
Not this again. Never mind. That's
the,
his
the expenses. Hey. This expenses scandal started off with this pornography thing, didn't it?
Jackie Simpson, as soon as that happened. Jackie Swift.
As soon as that happened, everyone wanted to look into it.
Yeah, he bought some, you know, some
not very nice
and decent
images.
That should not
wrap this up then.
I think that's quite cool. Alright, 1 minute. Alright, we go in a minute. I actually think that's quite cool. Yeah, what he
wants. What, the porn studio?
Yeah, just use it like, you know, text when you porn, you know.
Why not? You know, if you can, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could have, just before we go, if you could have any one person, famous, living, dead, whoever, singer, whatever,
yeah,
who would you have as Prime Minister?
Out of you first.
Really? Me?
Yes.
Why me?
Because I may not agree with anything else you say other than politics. But everything you say about politics, I agree with. You do talk a lot of sense,
to be honest.
Oh, thank you. Here you go.
Living or dead?
Yeah.
King Leonidas.
You're thinking Heil, yeah.
Yeah, King Leonidas. Spartan 300.
Who?
You know, King Leonidas, you know.
300.
Sparta!
Oh, 300.
This is Sparta!
Can you imagine this is English and just threw a sick cup of tea out?
Who would you have?
That'd be just Typhoon.
Typhoon. Who would you have, yeah?
Charlie Brooker.
Who?
Charlie Brooker.
My God. That would be amazing.
That's perfect, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm going to get that book. I'll show it you.
What, Dawn of the Dawn?
Yeah, I've got that. My sister got it for my birthday. It's great.
What is it?
This guy.
Yeah.
Everything he says is right.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Everything he says is right.
He could start his own religion, maybe?
I wouldn't say religion. No, that's too far. He wouldn't start a religion. That's stupid. He'd probably start a party, maybe. Mm. I don't know if he'd do that.
So you'll have the same guy, Charlie Brooker, then?
Yeah.
There we are. Send us your opinions, I suppose.
Yeah, who would you like?
Living
Nick
dead.
Griffin, piss off. But, yeah.
Come on.
Wrap it up.
Yes.
Come on. Alright, we'll wrap it up now.
Bye.
No, 1 minute. So, yeah, get on the Facebook discussion group.
Yeah.
Who do you like as Prime Minister? We'll start off that thread in a minute. And what else is going on?
Here's Craig's
game. Craig's got his game cast coming on soon. We'll sort that out.
I don't think we'll be able to do it today.
No.
No. Well, we'll do it. We'll find something out. We'll figure it out.
And Farage's music thing.
I've got a musical one coming on later on.
I've got that one.
Film. First film's Leon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need a DVD.
Yeah, you take that.
Thanks.
Give it to Craig and Adam when you're done.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Adam, will you be joining us in the future?
Now and again. Other than music.
You can come whenever you like, I don't really know.
Yeah, I won't do the music one.
So
for some unknown reason.
Because you'll get the pistol.
This is actually the second episode.
You just
did the first one about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well done to Adam.
Oh, hey. What? Series Crappy Bollocks Show. That's coming. We've already got that.
Kick
as well.
Ass.
Yeah, I've got a new Benny there.
Actually, no. Next episode, I want to talk about the proposed. Proposed space elevator.
Space
elevator. Ooh.
Elevator. To that.
I might tell you how it works. I need some papers, though, because I don't know.
Alright, so let's introduce ourselves. I've been Farad.
I've been Craig.
And I should have been sitting.
I'm still Adam.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Ciao.